Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone. This is Jane Quasar, and welcome to our Zora call for today. All right. So let's go ahead and get started on our show. I'm going to go ahead and bring Zoraya in just so she can say hello, and we'll get started. Oh, by the way, just wanted to let everybody know, of course, that the date is November the 6th, 2021. Okay, here we go. Hello, Zoraya.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? Okay.
Thank you for being on the call. I think everybody is in great shape and ready to go with the show.
I think we are. I think we are ready to go with the show.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So what we're going to do is I'll just go ahead and let everybody know who our special guest that we have for today to start with, and then we'll start with a little bit of commands and a little meditation. So we have, of course, we're going to have our wonderful brothers, Mark and Michael. That's what we call them, Marco brothers. And they've got some big surprises to tell everyone. And then, of course, we also have a couple of special guests that we haven't heard for a while. Bill Whiteley and Barbara Turner, and they're going to be talking about Sysl's newest product, which is becoming quite popular and very, very good for the body, of course. All right, and one last thing, I just want to let everybody know also that next Thursday, and I'll give everybody a heads up on it before it's time, Ted Marr will be coming on to our show, and then, of course, I will be in touch also with Dr. Shaw for more meditation and info on Zealous. So lots of things that are happening all over the world, but in the meantime, it's always time as well to step aside from all of the outside world and to go with them. Oh, yes. Of course. How did I forget that? I have him here first on the list. Thank you so much, Zoraya. This is how we help each other out. All right. Lovely. So we'll be talking with you shortly.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So if you go ahead, yes, if you put yourself on mute, and let's go ahead and get started on our little meditation here. All right, everyone, it always starts with taking time, you know, whether it's 15 minutes or whether it's an hour, just go ahead and take that break away from this illusion, from this 3D, and move in and up. So everybody go ahead and find your place, where you can begin to relax and do some deep breathing. And let's go ahead and do that now. And Zoraya, if you will, I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute for just a few minutes. Okay, here we go. My goodness, what happened here? Hold on a minute, everybody. Okay. Let's take about 3 or 4 deep breaths. And again, as we're breathing in, just close your eyes. Have your body begin to relax. It's all about relaxing, all about letting go of all the mind chatter, of all the things that you're planning for the day, etc. Let's breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, bringing in beautiful golden white for protection, magenta
for love. All right, let's go ahead. Breathing in on the count of four. And hold. And release. And just see the swirls of beautiful golden white light coming in from the top of your head, coming in from the heavens, or let's say source or God, coming in and filling you up, filling each one of us up. Beautiful, beautiful sparkle. Coming in, streaming in, relaxing, relaxing, getting in touch with our light bodies, getting in touch with our higher selves. And exhaling all the way out through your toes. Let's breathe in again on the count of four. And hold. And relax. Tell your body just to relax. Letting go of all worries. Letting go of all negative thoughts and feeling, relaxing the body, shoulders, all the way down to your arms and hands, and lower back or back and stomach, and all the organs, all the way out, out, out through the toes. Letting go. It's detoxifying when we do this. So let's breathe in again. And hold, see the beautiful sparkles within, from your head, streaming down your shoulders and arms and hands and torso, thighs, knees, shins all the way down to your feet, relaxing, letting go, letting go, feeling lighter and lighter. And then one last time. Let's breathe in again through the nose. Hold. And relax. Feeling lighter. Feeling and seeing the sparkles that we are as light bodies being transformed. Transforming into the light bodies we are. Connecting with our higher selves. And so be it. We will do a short version with the I Am Presence, and we will do some commands. So here we go. We are our I Am Presence. And we breathe beautiful love and light into our heart mind centers. We are great temples of love and of light. And we come here to fulfill our purpose at this time, to be the beacons of light that radiate out from each one of us and great temples of love and light collectively to envelop all of humanity and Terra Christa now. We call forth the full power of a great violet flame. Thank you, Saint Germain, for bringing this to us, again to be able to transmute all that is negative, all the causes, the core effects, etc., again, of anything less than the perfect impression, perfection that we are, anything that reflects anything that is still remaining, that we want to let go of. So whether it's ill health or disease, suffering of any kind, feeling low vitality, feeling unable, unable to heal personally, feeling not good enough, feeling blame, all of those things are no longer. They no longer exist. And that is what we need to do. It's just to be able to release all of that. To become the higher selves that we are, connecting more and more with the higher selves, our God and Goddess selves. Because we know that is who we are. So letting go of all of that and bringing in forth and forgiving what needs to be forgiven as far as release. And with great love, enormous, endless love as our great intention, see that flowing through, that love, the magenta, and with the violet flame, just releasing it to every single subatomic particle and atom and wave of life energy. And everything else, again, that is less than who we are, as perfect beings of Source. So be that in, being who you are as full fifth dimensional gods and beings. And so we ask our I Am Presence to fill our space, to fill all of our bodies with this beautiful light. And we bring in also not only great love and light, we bring in great health, great peace and joy and harmony and abundance to us, to humanity, and Gaia, and we know it. So we end now with our commands. I command Source, Prime Creator, Mother, Father, God, and our spirits to bring in greater life force energies. Now, I command Source, Prime Creator, Mother, Father, God, and our galactic family to stream through love and health and abundance and prosperity to all of us now. I command my spirit that I am, now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we know it, and it is done. Very good. Welcome, everyone. And let's go ahead and begin our show. Soraya. All right.
Yes.
We know you have a wonderful message coming from one of Diane Robbins' wonderful books. So what will it be for today?
It's called...
Go ahead.
The title of the section is Portal to the Sun.
Nice.
We are attired in our finest clothing to meet you on this wonderful morning. The sun is shining overhead, and we are standing on the steps of the Library of Porto Logos, about to enter this vast portal and take you inside with us. Walk with us now as we surround your etheric body with our light and love. We usher you into our great entrance hall that is lined in beauty and light and that sings to our souls. We will walk but a few steps to one of the moving staircases that will take us to a portal where we can witness the vastness of our galaxy. It is the galactic portal to the galaxy, to this galaxy. And from there, we can choose the destination we desire to go to. It is the fastest means of travel. No ticket or luggage is required, just our heart's intention. So here we go. We stand beside the entrance of this portal where we form a destination desire before entering. Are you ready? Let's go to the center of our sun, where you have many friends and lineage waiting for you, okay? Let's step in now. Focus on the sun. We are there. It is that quick. See around you the brilliant light of and feel the love that permeates your body and soul. And hear the choruses of angelic music. Sananda is here. And he greets you in his loving embrace and covers you with his light. We start walking toward the community above the horizon, just a few steps away. It is nestled in hues of color and warmth, and the houses are all different shades of vibrant colors. People are all outdoors, tending their fields and visiting and just lounging around. All are receptive and joyous to greet us and know of our intention of coming. These beings have all made their passage from Earth and given the opportunity to live here on the sun for as long as they like. They pass their earthly tests with flying colors and earned this opportunity to reside here in the great love and light of our sun, which is a planet also. It is not a star, but a planet of which great light that it lights your whole solar system. This is what the Earth is turning into. It is turning into a great sun star that in turn will give life and light and warmth to other planets in your solar system. And it too has earned this as the Earth moves up in consciousness. She will ignite into a blazing sun and take all those souls who are attuned to her with her. The other souls will be taken to another planet to continue along their evolution until they too reach such states of light that they too will have this opportunity to relocate into a higher frequency realm. The realm of the sun is 12th dimension. So our visit is about over. We walk back through and back to the portal and focus on returning to the library of Porto Logos, where we now again are standing on the steps. We all hug you goodbye and thank you with the fullness of our hearts for making this journey with us today. It is indeed a grand celebration when we meet with you for these sessions. We bid you adieu. Now, what they're saying is that your son that you see out, that rises every day, is a planet. It is not a star. It is a planet. And you can walk on its surface and not get burnt. That's an illusion. The flame that you see from NASA is an illusion. They put it like that, a holographic flame around the planet, because they don't want people there that are not attuned to their frequency, which is, of course, the 12th dimension. When you reach that level, when you go into the full fifth dimension, then you will have access to the 12th dimension if you desire. But they understand that just like the sun is hollow, and all planets are hollow and have civilization living within them, just like Venus, which is always covered in clouds, so that's why the probes have very difficulty in trying to look at the surface of them. And, of course, then you have Jupiter, which is a giant planet, of course. And, of course, the occupants on that planet are much taller than you guys are. They're about 12 times your height. So gives you an idea on how tall they are. Of course, it's a bigger planet, too. with less gravity than the Earth. So basically on Jupiter, you can jump, run faster, jump higher, and swim long periods of time and never tire, or run for long periods of time and never tire in the interior of Jupiter. But like I said, all planets are hollow. That's how they're made. When they're spinning and becoming a planet, as they spin, it throws the lighter material outward from the center, the core, which is the central sun also. And so it is, just in your information, the central sun of Jupiter is the size of the Earth. So gives you an idea on how big the central sun is in Jupiter. And of course, the people are very loving, very compassionate. And they've been observing the Earth through their monitors and things of that nature. So Earth has been under visual observation from several planets. They're not observing the Earth to make an invasion on Earth, because they have no desire to come here at all. Because simply they're very happy where they are, and they have no desire to go to a primitive Earth. Primitive okay. to them, but 3D to you. And that's the way it is. Just all other planets in our solar system are hollow, and they're living above the third dimension. None of them are in third dimension. Okay. So that gives you an idea on what you can look forward to. your loved ones and all that that you will see again are in the sun. So the sun that you have rise every day.
Soraya, you just said everyone's loved ones are in the sun right now.
Well, the ones that have ascended, which you call death, pass through the death door or whatever. They're in the sun.
They are all in the sun. That's the first time we've ever heard that.
Except that a bunch of them are on New Jerusalem, but the majority of them are in the sun, and well, about half and
what
half. Half in the sun and half in the New Jerusalem.
Can I ask you a question? So if the sun, you know, we know that the sun is 12th dimensional. These are beautiful beings of light. I mean, they're just light.
Yes, they are.
So, but anyways, so why would everyone who ascends go into the sun and or New Jerusalem? Why is this the first time we're here?
Well, because it's where they desire to go. They have the opportunity to go to New Jerusalem, and they have also the opportunity to go into the sun. So, whichever
they
choose is what they do.
Yeah. Well, don't they have the opportunity? We've always been talking about that people will go back to their homeland, whatever constellation they're from.
Home world.
You know,
home world as well. Yes, of course.
That the majority, but are you saying that the majority of the people that have ascended for the past few hundred years are all in the sun and or on New Jerusalem rather than in their home galaxy stars?
It's their choice there. The ones that don't go back to their home worlds because of their choice, if they make the choice to go back to their home galaxies, they do. But you also have the ones that are that have a desire to go into commune with their loved ones that are in the sun, and also in New New Jerusalem. So they have a choice of wherever they desire to go. I mean, there are those that do desire to go back to their home worlds, and they do. It's an individual choice as to where they want to go. But a lot of them do go into the sun, and a lot of them go on to New Jerusalem because they want to.
Okay.
Not why,
all right. Well, you just opened up a new
can of worms.
So we have a big show ahead of us here. So let's move forward.
I know
that somebody's going to be asking some questions regarding that. So you just opened up. I don't want to say Pandora's box, but
I opened up another avenue of questions. That's fine. I don't mind.
More questions coming towards coming your way and your dad. All right, so listen, why don't we move forward?
Okay.
We do have Dr. Tom.
Yeah, let's do that.
And let's get back to here, get back to the earth. Let's talk about what's happening
here
on earth. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to bring him in now, and then I do have something else that I wanted to share with you, a message coming from Christine Light. So anyway, let's go ahead and bring
I'm
going to
put myself on mute.
A lot of people are going to be thinking about what you just said. So let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in. Okay. Here we go, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Tom. we have missed you for a little while, but we're so happy that you're here with us today. How are you? How are things? What have you been up to?
Doing great. I'll never tell. That's a secret. Incognito. It's all good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we get it. We get it.
Right.
One of these days.
Fantastic.
Okay,
right.
Great. Well, you sound wonderful.
Thank you. Well, hello, everyone. Wow. Remember I had said a couple of weeks ago I don't think I'd be here again. Well,
right.
Here
right.
We are.
You did.
So sometimes you kind of have to step back and look at where we are with this. And even all the intel we get, you kind of have to use your own intuition of what's going on in the world. Okay. And I feel that I'm pretty good at that sometimes. And then sometimes I'm, you know, whoa, let's recheck here. But as lately, especially the last couple of years, as a healer, especially in the last few years of my practice, developed a healing technique to where I could ask the patients what was going on with them from an intuitive, and we would be able to correct everything, which was better than tests that we would do in the past with blood tests and muscle tests and other things. So if you follow that, then you kind of have to, you can blend it into everything else. So, well, just kind of reviewing and see what I can say today. Taking a step back, you know, we go, why hasn't this gone on? When we've been in this, some of us for over 10, 11 years, you have to factor that there's a war going on, and this alliance, these 200 generals, the process of the light workers that had started this probably 40, 50 years ago after, you know, they assassinated Kennedy. They said, enough is enough. We've got to take back to the light and get rid of these criminals who've been running the world, well, forever. So if you look at we've been in this war initially after the election, so 21 months of fighting this cabal. And it's really actually a pretty short time, but if you really look at it, this fight that's going on is bigger than World War I, II, Vietnam combined. But it's a digital war. It's quite where we don't see bombs. We don't see people getting killed. So it's being fought right now. It's behind the scenes. And my perspective is that we have to eliminate this regime that's in there, okay? And also the regimes that are connected to other countries and leaders who are corrupt. So you have this worldwide military alliance that are taking these clowns out and putting them away. So they're dismantling. What the biggest thing is that once the RV happens and the SARA and the money is dispersed, we don't want to refinance evil. Okay, so they're making sure that the bad guys don't have any of this money. Okay, it's just the good people. So that's quite a process. Just recently, there was about 5 or 6 banks that did receive funds, and they froze the accounts, and they were going to manipulate the money. Well, that's a no-no, and those banks got in trouble, got arrested. So that was something that it's ongoing. The banking system, central banks, was so deep with corruption. So it just takes time. And the military is working worldwide. You can track them with the flight patterns a little bit. They're all over the world. They're going in, and they're just cleaning up the planet. Okay, that's basically what's going on. And also, too, we're restructuring the new republic, the new healthcare system. Everything spiritual is being dismantled and being put into a different light. So initially, what we have to do is stick together. We have to. I was just at the worldwide walkout for the vaccination mandates. Okay, we're down here in this area over the freeway, just with our signs and everything, and also going into school board meetings and city meetings to speak up. So everyone has to take charge. If you see a child with a mask on, tell them what this is. Get your information, because it's the people that has to fight this. So when is this going to happen? No one knows. The paymasters, the higher-ups have been told beyond alert that they're not going to be told when the date is. When you have military operations, you don't tell them when D-Day is going to be. You don't tell them when you're going to attack. They just tell them, be ready. It may be now. It may be a couple more weeks. It could be next week that this thing goes. It could be maybe the first week of January. We just don't know, but behind the scenes are working. Funds have been moved. Everything's getting ready, but it's just something that they're making sure that there's nothing left of evil around. So that, in a nutshell, is kind of where we're at. So we're in good position. This will happen, but we don't know the timing. And I know people keep hearing it, and they listen to the intel and the boards everywhere. You have to quit listening to that, because you have to just basically stop and know it's going to happen, but take care of yourselves. Okay, take care of yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually. I always talk about, going out in nature, getting out in sun, even if it's winter, find a place where it's, and do those things of taking care of your health, taking your products, and meditating. I've kind of broken the code recently I have an infrared sauna here, and you can do them on normal saunas, but the new research, we kind of always known this, but just taking a 15-20 minute sauna increases stem cells. And if you do some soma breathing or light breathing, hold your breath, and take certain supplements while you do this, you can increase growth hormone and anti-aging with your other products too. So spend the time while we're waiting is take care of yourself, get yourself strong, exercise, mm-hmm. lose the weight, detoxify, mm-hmm. meditate, get prepared, okay? Find other businesses that you want to do, whether it's crypto or invest. Keep yourself busy. Keep yourself creating new projects. I'm doing that too, is new projects, new investments. Because if we're just sitting around waiting, read 30 minutes a day of something that's positive and creative. And anyway, that's in a nutshell where we're at. So we don't know when it's going to happen. It could be a little bit later.
Could be a little bit now.
Could be a little bit now. We don't know. Okay.
No. I just want to, tag on to just what you were saying. And thank you. That's a wonderful recap of, again, where we are. And also as far as what you feel is most important right now to focus on, especially health, and obviously being out in nature, just to feel aligned with nature and bring your vibrational frequencies high, however way one does that. And soma breathing is actually beautiful and wonderful. People haven't tried that. So I just wanted to say regarding the RV, I have been, I've heard a little bit of intel myself,
And some of the news that I have heard, you know, very, very recently is, here's one from Q. So Q said that Trump is in the house, not where you live, but Trump is in the house. So just wanted to let you know that. He's also been wanting to go ahead and make sure that everybody is doing what they need to do to release, you know, our blessings. And so he's really trying to push that through, as well as the big announcement for Nasara. That's also beside the EBS, apparently because of intrusion, you know, from the cabal, et cetera, as Dr. Tom has already mentioned, fraudulent things that are going on there are really rapidly being eliminated, so that somebody will be pushing that green button fully so that we can get started. Every time they've tried to do that, you know, something amiss, something, you know, from the evil side comes in to interrupt. But anyway, as Dr. Tom and I know, that this is coming to fruition for sure, and it's just a matter of the when part. So again, you know, as we do, is we focus in on moving inside to meditate and to do all the things that bring us joy, bring us happiness, whether it's painting or running or climbing or whatever, you know, do those things for yourself every day. It isn't just to be immersed in, you know, what is happening in the world that is, you know, so we can choose what we want to focus on. So with that being said, Dr. Tom, we certainly do enjoy every time that you are with us. We enjoy listening to you and what you share with all of us. It's very precious, and we do appreciate you. So thank you for being here on our call today.
You're welcome. And then look forward to hopefully my new website coming out soon with updated information.
Okay.
And nice. Breaking information, combining everything of how to keep healthy and young and vibrant. And it's going to be one of a kind, and we're really excited and get everyone on board.
Nice.
And we'll have multiple guests on, including you guys.
Well, that's
especially Dora.
Like fun. Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for that, Dr. Tom. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Have
Bye.
A beautiful day, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Now, we also have, at this time, we are going to be bringing in, let me see what I'm looking at my time here. Yeah, it's about time. We'll be bringing in Mark and Michael as well to give us some updates on, you know, the IMC, that crypto utility coin it's actually really, really growing. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Mark first, and then, of course, Michael. So here we go. All right. So let's go ahead and bring Michael in. No, I'm sorry, Mark. Mark is first. All right, Mark, get ready. I think it's ringing at his end.
Hello.
Good day.
Oh, you got me on my new number. You, way to go. Yeah, no, it's good. You can probably hear me better. Can you hear me better?
We can, yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It's an enlightened line. I got this. It's a 5D line. It's an enlightened line that I got.
We want one too. We
I know
one
you
too.
Do. I know you do.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mark. All right, let's go bring your brother in, so then we will have the Merkel
okay.
brothers here with us today. All right, let's
Sounds
go
great.
Get him. I know you guys have got lots of wonderful things
oh,
to be
my
able
goodness.
To share with us today. Oh
Unbelievable.
My goodness.
Hard to believe.
Mark has already started. All right. Here we go. All right. Let's see. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Michael, the other Markle brother. Thank you so much for being here. Hello?
Michael?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that. I'm here. I'm here. I was like, man, why did you get so quiet? Okay, I'm here. How's everybody going? Yeah.
Michael was putting on a Superman cape. He was putting his Superman cape on. That's why.
Oh, we're sure about that. We are. So, of course, a lot of people don't know what we're so excited about. And, of course, we really don't know either because Mom has been the word between the two of you. So thank you both for being here. I'm just going to go ahead. We know about you. You guys can just say real, real quick a little bit about what you've been doing, but we'll get down to the brass tacks. So go ahead, Mark. Let us know everything in terms of just brief introduction and
okay.
Get started. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Jane and Zaria and Mike. I feel so blessed that the four of us have come together. The universe made it all happen. You know, we meet people for a reason. And I've known Jane and Zaria for many years. We've done a lot of great things together spiritually as well as in business. And Michael and I met about 3 years ago, and my financial world totally changed. A whole shift happened. But Michael's just amazing. He's a leader in the Forex and the crypto space. It just teaches people all over the world about how to make money. And what he's spearheaded in the last week or two is like about $1 million in volume. I just have to say it. I mean, he'll go into a little bit more. Like I'm like, it's blowing my mind and Jane and Zaria as well. But because he's taking this serious. He knows that this is changing lives all over the world. So Michael and the rest of us are taking this very seriously. So I'm going to turn it over to Michael and he can explain why we're so excited and why now is the time to really get involved. And also we want to thank all of you that are part of this that have joined the team and adding to the momentum of what's happening here. So it's yours, my brother Michael from another mother. It's all yours.
Thank you so much, Mark. So, yeah, I'm super hyped today. The announcements are going to be overwhelming. It was overwhelming for me. It just kind of took me aback a little bit and kind of set the stage mentally on how I need to even up the game that I'm at. We're moving so fast, but it's no time. Fast is not fast enough. And I just want to give it back to Zaria and Jane for allowing us to be able to be on a platform that allows us to be able to speak to people so they can be able to take the opportunity to be very successful in this digital space, something that is really overtaking everything by leaps and bounds. And it's going to continue to have this type of movement for decades. And so it's just important to be in early. And I want to give it to Mark definitely because he was the one that sent me the video. So definitely credit goes to that just from the standpoint, hey, Michael, take a look at this. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's all it really takes. If you have the right person or if you know someone, just let them look at that, you know, 3 to 4 minute video we have, and there you go. You know, if they're the right person, they're going to look at it and be able to say, well, wait a minute, this is crazy. So I want to give it back to Mark and definitely for his expertise of, you know, 40 years, you know, right now of just helping people, my goodness gracious, and helping people in a space of networking and making sure that people really can get a firm grip on how to change their lives and, you know, be able to get to a point where your true wealth is when your passive income exceeds your debts and you get to that point. And he's done that over and over again. So I want to get into this very quickly because there is definitely some announcements, some awesome things that have already occurred and still opportunity for everyone on this call. And I want to touch on that as well. I'm going to do a briefing because this may be your first time on this call. So I want to make sure that I just don't start shooting things out and you're like, what is everybody talking about? What is this? Why is everybody excited? What did I miss? And truthfully, I just want to kind of give you a quick overview on what we really have here. So first things first, you know, if you look at Bitcoin and the startup blockchain, you know, the reason why this was so big is because the world today are unbanked or unbankable. And what I mean by that is people do not have bank accounts in order to do financial transactions. And that's something that's highly needed and was highly needed in 2009. Unbankable is the people who want to be banked, but unfortunately their credit is not where it needs to be, especially here in the U.S. And you're wanting to, you know, be able to move money around, but you can't. You know, they just pretty much say, sorry, we cannot help you. And that's really devastating. It's very devastating to be in a situation where you need to get things done for your family, for your business, for your associates, and all it takes is just a hiccup in the economy, and you are doing well, and then all of a sudden they're saying, well, we can't help you because. That's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. It never should happen, and it's not the way things should be, and I'm very opinionated about that because it just shouldn't be that way, period. And we have seen that. So as Bitcoin came out, it became a solution for that. Became a solution for the people who, you know, didn't have any type of account. And now they have the ability to move things around. And that's why we truly went from the 1 cent of 2009 to, you know, last Wednesday we were at 66,000 per token. And I talk to you with this confidence because I want you to understand something. You know, you're going from 1 cent to, if you just purchased $100 worth of Bitcoin back in 2009, right now, you would have been over $600 million. I'm going to say that again, $600 million today. And I'm encouraging you to understand that digital currency is not going anywhere because it's the way of being able to move things through technical and technology, and that's where things are going. Things are not slowing down. We all can see that. It's very clear. Things are speeding up. And in order to deal with that pace, in order to deal with the speed that we're dealing with right now, money's got to move as quick as the technology is moving. It has to be that way. So just understand, don't run away from this. Just because you may not know it, nothing about it, we're definitely a group that has education for people. You know, I always tell people my motto is this. You know, you don't have to know everything to be able to make money. I say earn while you learn. That's the key point of this. Earn while you learn. I have people right now that were connected to me that has made more than I did because I'm a trader. So as a master trader, I'm trading while it's low and selling when it's high and buying when it's high and selling when it's low. You know, what we do literally is economy proof, it's recession proof, and it's election proof. Been doing it for 25 years. And what I have found is that, you know, when people come in, you know, especially in 2009, even without the education, without even the knowledge, I had people who invested 1,000 in Bitcoin, and they're billionaires today. So you don't have to know everything. They didn't know anything about it. And for years, they still didn't know anything about it, but they still were making money. They still were taking care of their family. And they're not going to have to worry about income anymore. They've set things up, not just within the Bitcoin or digital space. They set things up in other ways because now they have the ability to really do whatever they want. So that's key. So that's one of the things. Now, the second thing that Bitcoin really did for people was to end the issue of having to give your personal information to people, like your social, you know, your identity. There's so much fraud going on right now that 70% of the transactions with credit cards are completely fraudulent. And then the final thing is how much money it takes to move money around. I know right now I can't wait until all of us are in that space. I've had people send me funds and the charges are there. And, you know, in the future, once you lock into the system, we're not going to have to worry about those charges anymore. So now let's fast forward very quickly to where we are today. Why the IMC token? Why iMoney Crypto? That's what it stands for. Why this? Well, the reason why we want to be focused on this is because it's actually creating solutions to billions of people's problems, just like Bitcoin. Bitcoin created a solution for billions of people's problems. Well, what's the problems now? What does digital currency today have that we need to improve on? Well, one, speed, right? We talked about that. We need things to go faster. Technology is moving faster. Money needs to move faster. So if you look at our technology when it comes to our exchange, which is the im-exchange.com, I'm going to talk about some others in a second here, but the im-exchange right now is the exchange that the IMC token resides on. So I know some of you may have gone on Robinhood or gone on some other exchanges. We're not on those exchanges, and we're not there yet. And if we were there, we wouldn't have the price that we have now. So it's all about getting in early. So right now, we are on and listed on the im-exchange.com. Now, if you go there and purchase, you're going to purchase retail. You don't want to do that, okay? You want to be able to hone in on what we're saying, connect with us directly. You have to deal with an independent contractor, and we'll be able to assist you on being able to get in. But for that, what is the im-exchange done that other exchanges have not done? Well, we can do 1 million transactions in just 1 second. That's laser fast. And also, when you look at our token, we also are able to send people the funds, you know, back and forth in a nanosecond. So right now, if I want to send Mark money today, which we've done over and over again, I'm able to send it to him in a nanosecond because of our ecosystem, because of what we've put together. So that is one thing. One thing that really is a clincher is speed, right? People want speed. Now, people also are looking for things that are transparent. They want to feel confident. They want to feel comfortable. You know, right now our exchange and our token is in Wyoming. And in Wyoming, it's the most friendliest crypto state in the world right now. And out of all attorneys to have, we have Richard Slater, who had literally created the laws. There's 12 to 14 laws right now that were created, and he is our attorney. So when you kind of look at that, being safe, being transparent, being regulated, we have that. You know, literally 5 years before we got started, Richard Slater, Francis Yoon, and some of these other individuals, you know, Richard Pio, these individuals came in and said, look, we're going to create something that no one's seen before, and it's going to be big. And they thought about this. They had this vision 5 years ago just to make this come to fruition, and we're here today. We're right where we need to be. But you may be asking, well, there's a lot of digital currency out there. There's over 20,000 different coins and tokens out there. So, you know, how can I make a selection that makes sense? Well, you want one that's unique and you want one that's usable today. You know, there's a lot of tokens out there, you know, for instance, like the Dogecoin. It really doesn't have much usability at all. We all know that. He even said it himself, it was kind of a joke. But still, it made 12,000% this year. So right now, it doesn't really matter. You know, things are so hot in the digital space, you know, you can have tokens that are not even that incredible and still have what we call a beginning success. But with what we have right now, this is something that's going to be successful for decades because we're curing a problem that deals with transactions. So what they created was is this IMC token that passes through or really exchanges into the G-Point model. And G-Point just represents you being able to take your IMC token, stabilize it through the G-Point, and then be able to do your transaction. I want to make it very easy without complicating all the technology and all of that that goes with it. I'm not trying to speak over anyone's head on this call, but that's really what it does. It allows us now, instead of being in a situation where you're sending your digital currency to someone, and by the time it gets to a person, it's a different price, we're now able to take our IMC token, put it through the G-Point ecosystem, and then finally being able to have it where when we do a transaction, it's stable. It doesn't change. So instead of me sending money Mark to Mark now and it going from maybe $100 to $90, he's getting $100. So why is that so important? Well, if you think about all of the large companies, small companies out there, the last thing they want to feel at the end of the day is that they've lost money, even though they've sold their merchandise perfectly. So what I mean by that is just imagine something like Walmart. You know, they're making over $100 million a day, having to deal with $90 million. Now, for a lot of people, that may say, oh, well, they're still making a lot of money, but that really destroys their bottom line because now they're in a situation where they're not covering their costs for that day because they took such a big hit. 10% is a very big hit per day. You know, if you look at 10 days, that's 100% you lost, right? So that's not even feasible. So now with our situation, they can get 100% every single day. We can get 100% every single day. We have the ability to know with confidence that when we send funds to anybody, we are in a perfect situation that we're not going to lose on that transaction. Now, I know some people say, well, Michael, with this token, how is it possible? for me to be able to go from being able to buy things to even it going to my account. And so that ecosystem is definitely in place. So when you actually get the IMC token or the G point, it goes to either the Netspend Visa card or it goes to the Prime Trust card, which allows you to be able to do transactions anywhere that accepts Visa and also be able to have the funds go directly to your bank account. So that's the flow that makes this so powerful, so that each individual is in a position so that they can live the lifestyle that they want without having to do so much just to get back to USD or even use what we have. So these are some of the components, you know, that has really caused my conversation I'm going to have in a little bit to get to where it's going. This is like water, you know, without water, can't survive. And people are going to need this in order to do their transactions. And they're going to look at other things and say, okay, that's a cute token. It's nice, but it's definitely not as usable as this token because of all the features that I can actually do things online, that I can do things offline, that I can do it globally, locally, anytime, anywhere. You know, that is the convenience of this token as regards the restrictions that so many tokens actually have. So there's a lot of companies now connecting with us. We should be at around 100,000 by December that are basically saying we just want this model so that we can work with our clients and have an ecosystem where the merchant and the end buyer actually wins as regards of a lot of issues with the transaction. There's a lot of articles right now. We're looking at the NBA, the NFL, all of them are turning towards digital currency being the answer. We're looking at major conglomerates, major companies, Fortune 500 companies saying we're turning to this as well. We have countries that are basically saying we are turning to this because our currency's value is plummeting, and we're not going to be able to sustain ourselves with our transactions if this continues to move forward, which we know it is. So these are all things that you're preparing today, not tomorrow, to make sure you're locked in. So I just kind of wanted to give that overview, you know, to make sure, you know, everybody's really aware. You know, it's some things that we're doing if you are inside of the game and you are a digital currency, you are in a digital currency space, that is really powerful that we want to add to this. One, the pump and dump. We've all seen what happened last year where the price pumped up from 4,000 to 64,000 this year and then went to 66,000 with Bitcoin. And then we saw it also drop down this year to 30,000, really under 30,000. Well, one of the things that we're doing for all of the investors in this is that 6 months the token is locked, which is beautiful. That means that there's no selling, right? If there's no selling, then there's no dumping of price. The price is not going down, right? And then after that, you're able to liquidate 10% per month. Well, we know this is a hold. You know, the big money makers have been ones who have stayed the course. Those are the ones to make the most. So, you know, if you just have that long-term goal with this, you're going to make the most money, but also the ones that, you know, would need to have a little bit of money along the way, you're still able to do that. But right now, I still hold 50% of my tokens and everything I've done, and I'm not selling because I got it so low, and the price continues to go up. So for us, we don't have to worry about the issue with pump and dump, because we got the price so low that it never has to go back to that price ever again, and we've noticed that that's the case. So, you know, these are the things that are really powerful. I do want to go into very quickly what has been happening, because if you've already been in and you're in right now, you're going to be super excited because of the announcements I'm making. But for those who haven't, you're going to be excited too because you still have a chance to come in. And I want to talk about the prices real quick before I get into it. Sure.
Yeah. Michael, I before you go move forward, I do have a question, and I think it would be a question as well as for everyone. So you say there's so many companies right now that are looking at this particular format that IMC has, and they want to become a part of it. So what is – and that's important because what? They're going to be buying into IMC? Is that the whole thing, or are they just going to buy the mechanism to be able to do what they want to do? See, so I don't
well,
get
both.
That part.
Yeah, it's really like both? Because – yeah, it's both. Because as companies come into this, in order to be a part of this, you know, you have to have the G points, you have to have the technology, you have to have that all together. So it's both sides. What we're seeing right now is that the merchants that are coming in, they're getting involved with the purchase of the IMC token and the G points, and they're also connected to the mechanism. Now, the mechanism was built for them, you know, and they know that. So it was all built so that, you know, when you're going to a merchant, they're going to accept G point because they know that the G point is stable.
Oh.
They know that that Visa card is something that they a person can come to their establishment and buy whatever they want, and they don't have to worry about the issues that digital currency brings with the fluctuation. You got what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it just clinches
I understand.
That. It just for them. Yeah,
that's
for them, they're like, that's why the NFL are, it's kind of, you know, where I can't go into detail some of that stuff, but I will talk about some of it. But
okay.
The NFL and a lot of conglomerates are, yeah, they're looking at us and saying, well,
we're moving into this.
That's what we want. We,
yeah.
You know, even if you look at Mark Cuban, he is a, you know, huge owner of the Dallas Mavericks. And
right,
he, the first
right.
thing he says is, someone can actually fix this instability. I'm all in. I'm all in. So just kind of think about that because we
cool.
just cured that. He's a multi-billionaire and he's looking,
wow.
right? So
yeah,
are we going
to
be able to touch
Shark
people?
Tank.
Yeah. So are we going to be able to clinch
tank.
That? Right, right.
right
yes,
right.
indeed. Yeah, I think we're going to have
right.
to be the
and
investors on Shark Tank. So much
in
money being made over here. I think we're... We're going to be sitting next to Mark Cuban. We're not going to be we're not going to be the interviewer. We're going to be the interviewee. actually
right.
the opposite. We're the interviewer, not the interviewee, right?
Yay! Oh, that would be
yeah.
so good.
That's yeah,
so
it's powerful.
Okay, I apologize.
So.
Yeah, very
no, it's okay.
Powerful.
No, it's
Thank
fun. That's fun. It's true because
yeah.
you know a lot of people. They, you know, until you get that correlation. Until you get the understanding
mm-hmm.
between the two,
mm-hmm.
you really don't understand it. And I'm glad you asked that because that's exactly what I'm saying. There's companies
mm-hmm.
coming to us because they found they heard
mm-hmm.
about us saying, how do we get in
mm-hmm.
on this? How do we jump in on this? Because
mm-hmm.
we
mm-hmm.
have the problem with Bitcoin.
Exactly.
And we didn't want to
right.
move over to it because we're tired of the fluctuation.
Right.
We don't like
right.
that it's unstable.
Exactly.
And we need something that will stick. How do we do that?
And,
so this is not a little solution.
And, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
let
you
me add one thing.
One.
Let me add.
Okay.
Let me add one thing. Michael, from the very beginning, when Michael said that he's waited 10 years for this, he also said to me that he feels this could very well be bigger than Bitcoin. Michael, that's just mind blowing. Just even if it's half as big, just tell people why you know what they're sitting on, how this could literally, like on a $100 investment or more, I mean, could change their lives for generations to come. I mean, you believe that, right?
Yeah, I mean. I know, you know, I've said things that kind of like made people like say, what are you even saying? I mean, is it even possible what you're saying? It doesn't even make sense. And in 2009, I made a statement to multiple people, and they remember, but I said to each one of them on this call that I did, just like one right now, you will see Bitcoin get to $50,000 per token. And people laughed at me. People joked me, and they said that you don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy. There's no way. That Bitcoin's going to reach that price. And I said, you'll see. And when it gets there, don't forget what I said because I'm coming back for you. And what I mean by that is I'm coming back in a way to let you know, do you believe it now and have you invested in it? Because if you haven't, you missed the point. You missed the mark. And so a lot of them were like, man, Michael, when you said that you were missing something bigger than Amazon, you know, people didn't believe me. When I told them that you're missing something bigger than Microsoft, they didn't believe me. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is bigger than all of them. It's bigger than Microsoft. It's bigger than Amazon. And that's exactly what I had said, but no one could even fathom that was the case. But this is the thing. We're in a $7 trillion a day industry, okay? $7 trillion. Microsoft and Amazon, they're in the billion-dollar trillion a year industry, but not $7 trillion. It's a much bigger space, so it's very easy from my outlook to say for sure that Bitcoin is not going to be the biggest token. Why? Because it's just like AOL
mm-hmm.
and it's just like Google.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I guarantee you, everybody would say AOL was going to stay around forever, how big they were. But guess what? Mm-hmm. Google came, and now everybody's like, who's AOL? There's kids right now that don't even know who AOL is.
They're like, who's AOL? You know? I mean, is that even real? But it's true. And I'm going to tell you right now, just like with Bitcoin, people are going to look at the IMC token and going to be like, who's Bitcoin again? Like, that was out? That was out before? And people don't believe that, but we're getting to a point that that's going to be the case because of the usability of the IMC token. I'm not saying Bitcoin's a certain way. It's just, it's not that usable. It's slow, okay, compared to us. It's unstable compared to us.
Yeah. Can I?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. One last question, Michael. Why can't somebody can copy what you're doing, what IMC is doing, right or no?
Yeah, but they have 6 years before they do it. Right? This technology has taken 6 years to get here, so this is not something that somebody can just out of nowhere just say, here, we're going to put this together today. You know, it's going to require a lot of marketing. It's going to require a lot of technology expertise, which we have the best when it comes to that. It's going to take a lot of political things that they're going to have to deal with because we started with that. So this is not something that people are going to be able to say, oh, wow, I'm doing that tomorrow. It's going to be 6 years. And by the time we hit our 6 year, especially with the announcement today, we're lightning past anybody that can try to figure this out. It's just going to be overwhelming for them to be able to deal with what we've done. And we're going to be locked into the community so much that, you know, at the end of the day, we've made the income we needed to make by the time something else changes. That's my whole thing.
Okay.
You know, I had made my money with Bitcoin, well before any changes happen, like the IMC token. I mean, think about it. We're 10 to 11 years in, and now the IMC token's coming out. But the people who got in with Bitcoin, they're already rich, right? They don't have to worry about what's coming out. They're done. Same thing with this IMC token. If you miss Bitcoin, you can come into this 5 or 6 years later. You're not going to be worrying about the next big thing. You're going to be like, I'm already successful. I'm good, you know. You know,
gotcha.
You're going to be the person just like me saying to yourself, well, now I'm going to take some of my investment and put it into that next thing. And our company is already working on the next thing. So, you know, we're going to always be ahead of the game by 10 to 11 years. And with this technology, we are in 5 to 10 years ahead of anybody right now that will even be able to do what we're doing. So it's pretty powerful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
Michael?
Mark. Yeah. Oh, that's Billy. How you doing? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
How am I doing? I'm doing fine. Just a statement, you know, a simple little statement here. We've been in it a little over 6 months, and I tell you what, we have been done very well. To the point where Jane can actually get herself a second car now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
congratulations on that.
Congratulations. Car. Okay.
Is that another Rolls Royce? Is that another Rolls Royce, Billy?
No,
just watch.
No. It's not a Rolls.
I just had to get another efficient car. So thank you. We don't have to go into all that detail. We'll go ahead and continue
from
there.
Just know that utility coin works.
It
really does. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Zuri.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so with that, you know, that's what we've been telling people. I have young people I know right now, and I'm not trying to get into the material side of this. I know some of you on the call. I'm just saying that I have 19, 18, 20-year-olds that have Diablos. These cars are worth millions of dollars. Okay, because of the income that they've made inside of the digital space, inside of the Forex space. You know, it's a change. It's a life changer. And it's something that for us on this call, we're benevolent. And so sky's the limit to how we're going to be able to affect people with what we have. Because a lot of people don't know, I have a very, very benevolent side. I don't talk about it a lot because I like to show things before I say it. And these things are going to be coming out just because of what has happened, the knowledge that I've been able to receive by people who desired to give it to me. And that's why I'm on this call with talking with passion, because they did the same thing with me. They looked me in the eye and said, do you want to really change your life? And I said, yes, I'm not playing around with this. Tell me, teach me. And they taught me. Yes, it took me tens of thousands, and now I'm in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to get this knowledge. I'm going to let you know. But this is my way to give back and say, look, don't worry about that. Just jump in and earn while you learn, and then you'll become a person like myself that can go out there and help other people the way that I'm doing and so many other people are doing and this call is doing. So important, because that's how you give back. You know, me, you know, making a lot of money is not giving back to my trainers. That's not giving back. Giving back is just saying, okay, you took hours of time to teach me. You know, you didn't have to. You know, my trainer right now, let me tell you something. My trainer right now, I've told people about this on the call. I don't mention the name and everything like that because he's not in the business of education anymore. I mean, he's out of it. But this gentleman, I mean, last year he made $200 million in just 2 months in Forex. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
He was at about $500 million in 3 months last year. You know, he clinched $1 billion by the end of the year, right? Again. So this is the thing that I'm saying. The people that have helped me, they are very, very awesome at what they do. And we're just trying to get people to understand that. And that's what this whole call is for. So I want to cover a couple things, and I'm going to go over this November calendar, because it's a calendar. And I'm going to dig into that, because I'm just trying to get everyone to be encouraged. I don't care if it's $100. I don't care if you have to connect with five or six people to get to it. Do what you have to do, okay? It's just one of those things that you're going to look back, and you're going to look back at the calls that we've had and said, wow, that was a blessing. This guy really was trying to bless us. Mark was trying to bless us, and look at where we are today. And I'm going to let you know that, yes, we have an entry at $100. We have an entry at $500, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, and $25,000. Now, you can get multiple packages. A lot of times people say, well, Michael, I don't have 500, but I'm trying to do my best. That's fine. You can actually do $200 packages. You know, you can do multiple $25,000 packages. There's people that are on this call that have done that, right? They realized that their 401k was not performing. It's only making about 5 to 8%, and they were like, well, wait a minute. If you're telling me right now that digital currency is making around 1,000% per year, why would I put it into anything else? And that's a very good question that the person asked. I said, well, why would you? So I'm not here to financially advise you, but if you're doing your research and that's what you're finding, what else would you do with your 401k, right? So we have multiple people that have done that, and they have bought multiple packages of 25. So those are the packages, all right? Now, also, I want to go over this calendar before I get into the next part, because this is going to take me just a little bit. So give me 1 second here, because I'm going to bring it up, because it is absolutely crazy. I'm telling you right now, it's crazy. So we did have a successful entry into the EMET exchange. So that's the EMETExchange.com. Successful, you know, entry. The EMET exchange is one of the smaller exchanges. You know, we are starting with the small ones first. We want to make sure that things are moving correctly, things are good. The company is very conservative. They're not just going to jump out on the largest exchanges first. They're going to make sure that they're getting into some that are U.S.-based, which is the EMET exchange. So we're at about 45 to 55 cents per day at this time, retail-wise. So, again, you know, I got in when it was 26, 27. You know, right now it's at 39. So the good thing is that you're making money as soon as you come into this. You're making 10 to 15%. And I would say that that's a lot better than actually a 401k making 5 to 8%, you know, barely hitting 10%. But I think that's a pretty good deal just entering in. That's instant money that you've made just by entering in. So that's pretty incredible just to get started. We are going to be going on some other exchanges, but let me just read this calendar to everyone so everybody's aware. So this is actually named the 25 million follower outreach. This is what it's called. So this is in November. I'm not saying December. I'm talking about 25 million followers, individuals, just in November is what we're going after. So if you ever wanted to know how big this really is about to be, that kind of gives you the number. So let's look at October 26th through 31st, what we have done. So we started a collaboration, and some of you may not know this person. It's fine. It's just a person who's well-known in the world, Little Zane. He's a famous music artist. He has 1 million followers on TikTok, 2.6 million followers on YouTube, and 4.9 million on Instagram. So right there, that started to uptick. And why, you know, I was so busy, because we had over a million, this never happened before, but we had over a million in sales of our tokens in one day. That had never occurred before.
Wow.
And that was because of just that connection with Little Zane and him actually speaking about our token. We also had Kobe Person is a famous influencer. He also is involved with us right now. He's on TikTok. 9.1 million viewers, 6.2 YouTube viewers, and 1.1 million on Instagram. And that 9.1 million was on TikTok. So this is another person we're collaborated with right now to really get the information out. Then we have another one, Zach Bermudez. He's a major promoter of the IMC token. He has around 50,000 followers as well. And we also made our way to Discord. I know some people may not know about Discord, but it's a much highly functional platform, higher than Telegram, WhatsApp. A lot of people kind of know about Discord now. But we now have our channel on there, and that is to help to promote massively our IMC token. So that is basically October 26th to 31st. We're now in November 1 through 7. And these are the calendar, and I'm saying this so people can come back to the call and be able to understand what the impact is going to be. Because at the end of the day, the reason why Bitcoin is so big, the reason why some of these other coins are so big is because they did similar things, but not this fast. There's no company out there that I know that is doing the marketing that you're about to hear right now. It's never happened before. I've been in the industry for the whole time that digital currency has been out, and I haven't seen anyone to this day do the marketing like this company's doing right now, just kind of giving you a hint on how big this is really going to be. So we have an influencer AMA. These are celebrities answering questions about our IMC token on a chat. They're dealing with millions of people as well watching, because the hottest topic right now in the world is digital currency. There's nothing hotter. So being on that platform, being able to answer questions about us, that's going to get people knowing who we really are so that the token can actually be sold at a higher level. We also have Soulja Boy, who is a famous music artist. You may not know who he is, but he's out there everywhere. He has 1.9 million TikTok followers. He has 3.6 million YouTube and 6.7 million Instagram. Now, I'm telling you the numbers, too, because you got to remember – we only have 300 million tokens, okay? We only have 300 million tokens. Now, out of those 300 million tokens, only 120 million of them are discounted. We're somewhere around 30% left right now. So I'm kind of saying this because I want to encourage the individuals who haven't got started yet, but also the individuals that want to put in more, because nothing's worse than to get to a day where you're like, I should have done more. The could have, should have in this industry is probably the worst I've ever seen. I have never seen so many people say, I knew about Bitcoin, but I didn't get involved with it. I didn't get started with it. All the could have, should have. And so that's why I'm saying these numbers, so that you don't have to ever be like, well, I wish I would have known how many people are going to know about this. I would have done more. Another person is Don Folger. Don Folger is a famous influencer. He has 62,000 Twitter followers and 267 Instagram. One of the bigger things that is happening too, and if you are in the digital space, you know about CoinMarketCap. Most of the people in the world, if they don't get in early, they're waiting for things to go on CoinMarketCap. CoinMarketCap is what we call the popularity site of tokens. And it's really when most people say, oh, this token's valid because it's on CoinMarketCap. That's how known CoinMarketCap is. it validates the token. And so we are going to be listed, and I have to take a look. I'm not sure because I know they were talking about it being listed on CoinMarketCap as well. And that's November 1st through 7th. November 7th through 14th, I'm going to speed it up a little bit here. We're having collaborations, and these collaborations are going to be with major influencers, brands. We're going to continue the growth of the EMET exchange and our IMC exchange as well. We're adding advanced analytics to compile data so that we know what type of the ads, the best ads, that most influential to collaboration. So what we're doing is we're looking to collaborate with people who are high influencers so that they can talk about our token. Now, this is very similar to what other tokens have to do in order for the information to go out. That's why Bitcoin is where it is, and we're doing even more than what they did. We also have aggressive marketing. We're creating ads in Google Play Store and iOS App Store. We're utilizing Google Awards and Bing search ads to target new users. So we're really going to get that when you go online, you're going to be like, ooh, IMC is popping up all the time. IMC. So you know, a lot of people don't know, if a person kind of looks up digital currency, then things start popping up. And what's happening is that people are going to see our ads popping up over and over and over again to the point that it's like Bitcoin right now. If you look anywhere, you see the Bitcoin label, right? You see the logo everywhere. So that's what you're going to see with us as well. So from November 14th to 21st, we're going to be adding the major exchanges. And this is what people talk to me about a lot, and they always call me on. Now, what I just discussed earlier is more important than being listed on the exchange, but it's imperative that after you have all of these influencers that you're listed on the exchange so that they can find you. You want it to be very easy for you to be found everywhere. And so we're going to be on some of these exchanges. I'm not going to go into some of those right now. That'll be on a later time. But we're going to start to actually be on medium and larger exchanges. You know, I know y'all probably know some of those exchanges like Binance, Coinbase, you know, Kraken. You know, you're going to start seeing us appear on some of the larger exchanges from now and going into next year. We're also going to be collaborating again with influencers that have millions of followers. And examples of that, some of you may not know who it is, but Snoop Dogg as a part now. We also have Wiz Khalifa. Yes. So Wiz Khalifa, so if you know that, he's powerful. Yes. And a lot of people know his name. So these individuals are coming on board. They already have locked in with us. But they're going to be now speaking about digital currency and mentioning about our IMC token. So then after that, we're going to start the large-scale ads, and the company is going to be spending up to $10,000 every single day on these ads and promotions. And I know people may not understand how big this is, but when a company has basically said we're going to be putting out that type of money every day, you got to think about it. 10 times 300, that's over $300,000 starting per month that they're going to be putting out, making sure that people know about us. And the final is November 21st to 30th. We're going to now start to expose ourselves to celebrities, crypto influencers that have major blocks. And we're not just talking about here in the U.S. We're talking about the ones that are connected globally, because we are a global token. We are a global company already. So it's very important for us to start hitting the Asian realm and to start hitting other areas that are bigger than we are that when it comes to digital currency. They need to know what we're doing as well. And then we have the worldwide exposure, which is going to be major block sites, exposure to cryptocurrency markets. And then finally, our IMC token will be available for trade on multiple exchanges, and that will be able to have us located. So I wanted to actually go over this calendar to get you to understand that this is not any longer if this token is going to be the best. It's just when this token is going to be the best. We're going to be the best because of the power of the marketing, the power of what this token can do and the exposure that the whole world is about to experience. That's what this is going to be all about. And I wanted to make sure it was very clear because I am excited for everybody that's on this call. There are so many people who have been so active. I've had so many pleasurable conversations with people. And I know, I'm just going to say it, we're doing our best to get to each one. There's still some individuals that we're going to be getting back to, so don't worry. But one thing I do want you to do for me, okay, and this is for everybody that has been sending things, make sure that you continue to send it like it's your first time. If we haven't got back to you, okay, there's a lot of people connecting with us. Make sure on a day-to-day basis that you're sending information to us through the email that I'm about to give and the text messaging. Also, know this, please, if you're sending funds to me, I cannot see your name on the wire, and if you're depositing, I can't see the name. So it's imperative as well to make sure that you let me know, hey, Michael, I send you money. You know, I'm not a person that likes taking donations for the wrong reason. and I don't want that type of donation, okay? I want you to be able to get these tokens. And so there's funds that have come, and I'm like, who sent this, right? So make sure if you're listening to my voice that you connect and say, hey, this is my copy, my photocopy that I sent it, and also that, you know, I still haven't got my information, like my credentials. What are the credentials? Well, instead of just texting, and I want to talk about that, instead of just texting free, we have to move fast. It's moving so quick now, I don't even know what to say. Me and my wife, I think it was 4 days straight, we had calls from early in the morning all the way tonight, and I am so happy for that. I don't want anybody to think on the call that we're being overworked or we're working too hard. Trust me, we're not. We want to make sure that everybody gets involved so you're not bothering us. It's not overwhelming. You know, we can handle it, but we just want to make sure that we're not missing anyone. So when you actually text, you're going to be texting to this number, 954-330-3077. Again, the number is 954-330-3077. And just one more time, 954-330-3077. And this is what you want to text. You want to actually text free. Free helps me to identify you're coming from this call. I really need to know that so I can be able to know how you're connected. The second thing we need is your first and last name. You can also add your city and state. And then you want to add these, make sure these three things are here, which one of them I already stated. You want to make sure you have your first and last name. You want email, and you want the username. Now, the username can be letters. It can be numbers. It can be letters and numbers. No special characters and only 7 to 8, okay, 7 to 8 characters. If it's too long, we can't input it. So make sure that you do that. So I'm going to say that again. The things that we need on the text is make sure you text free, your first and last name, your city and state that you reside, in the country, if it's a different country than the U.S., that would be very favorable. And you also want to make sure the email is there and username. Again, username is what you create. It's not something that's connected to an account you may already have. It's something that you create, and it's your it could be numbers, it can be letters, it can be numbers and letters, no special characters, and 7 to 8 characters. So you can definitely connect with us that way. Email-wise, this has been working very, very well, and I know some of you, I'm still getting back to you, so I haven't forgotten you, but still send another email just daily, okay? You want to send an email to okaymrandrews@gmail.com. Again, it's okaymrandrews@gmail.com, which is okaymrandrews@gmail.com. And what that's going to do is if you're a person that can't text and you only have the ability to make phone calls, you can definitely do that as well. Also, you can connect on Telegram and WhatsApp. You know, a lot of people have been reaching out that way as well, and you can just send it out, especially people in other countries. okay? And just to kind of give you the format so everybody's aware, you know, when I get with you, there's going to be things coming back to you. You're going to get your credentials. You're going to get the website. Don't worry about these things. You're going to be connected. I always tell people you're going to get something that is kind of like a bank account that's online where you can check in on your savings and your checking and you can see your balance. You're going to get something just like that, okay? You're going to get a site, and you're going to be able to look at your currency, your digital currency, any time of the day, 24/7. And you're also going to be getting an orientation website, even though I may be busy, that you can look at and make sure you truly understand what's going on. And again, I just want to stress this to each one on the call. For the ones that already have taken action, fantastic. But if you haven't taken action, please make sure you re-listen to what we're talking about right now. I don't want anybody left behind. That's why we're on the call so consistently, because I know in the next 4 to 5 years, we're all going to be at Hawaii. We're all going to be in some beautiful place talking about, hey, remember that call we were on? Can you believe where we are today? We're at Mama's fish house looking at the ocean, having nothing but Mai Tais, enjoying our life because we made a decision.
At that time,
Zoraya and Jane are going to have robots that are going to do their calls for them from that point forward.
They already do.
Quick question, Michael. People want to know also, how do they add more to what they originally invested?
The most important thing on that is we have different ways people have been paying directly to us. Paying directly to us, the reason why that's the case is because we have the G points that you need to exchange for the IMC token. So we have people Zelle, we've had people Cash App, some people do PayPal because Mark has that ability as well. We've had Western Union, and we've had Wire to upgrade your account. And we're doing that because, you know, if you go directly to the company and you haven't done this before, you haven't done digital currency before, you haven't done that, you can get into a situation where you can lose what you have, and it's nothing I can do for you at that time because I don't know what you did. So it's just one of those things that when you come to us, Mark and I, myself, we're pretty much assuring that not only do we know that you've given us the funds, that we're making sure because we have direct connection to the owner, that we can connect with him and say, no, this person really did it, and we can vouch for this person, and can you assist us to make sure that you're okay? And that's why we do it this way, too, to make sure that everybody's protected, their interest is protected, and that they can move forward with us.
Okay. So if I have
One other thing, Jane. So if somebody came in originally at 100 and they want to go to 500, Michael, they just add the 400.
That's correct. It's going to be the difference, you know. And, of course, as I stated earlier, sometimes you may not be able to reach the difference, you know. Sometimes you may say, I'm at $100, but I can't right now go to $500. And I can understand that. Sometimes things are really tight, and you may only can do 200. So we can do upgrades of, you know, additional smaller packages. But, yes, the difference that you can use the same account and upgrade the same account.
Oh, okay. So we would just go ahead and put in, all of the information already that you've asked that we need to send to you and just say add. Please add 200 and here's
the
money, blah, blah, blah.
You know, a lot of times,
okay, good.
Yeah, a lot of times I already kept your info. So what I'm going to end up doing is just upgrading your account. Typically, I'll send the G points to your account and the person just, upgrades their account. And I teach them how to do that just to make sure that they're okay.
Oh, okay, good. Very good. I appreciate that. All right. Well, this has been a very, very fabulous, amazing, tremendous call. We're so very appreciative of you, Michael and Mark. You guys are absolutely beautiful individuals. What a blessing you have been for all of us. Thank you so much for being here at this time. We needed, when you need like an extra boost in life, this is a huge boost in life for us to get started on to bring us more joy. So thank you. You are off. Okay, I'm talking to Zoraya. Zoraya wants to say a couple of words before we let you both go.
All right, Soraya.
Yeah, hey, Michael?
Yes.
Do me a favor, if you would. Give me a call after this call. And
sure,
also,
definitely.
also,
I think we know that.
Yeah, true. So, yeah, I know that we're already in, you know, VIP status, but I need to ask you something. If we want to add more to ours or open up another one, can we do that?
Most definitely. And I'm encouraging people to take advantage of this because, you know, as we introduce new tokens, there's a waiting period. You know, with this one, it was about a year that we had to wait before we went public. So, you know, really take advantage of this moment, you know, if you wanted to buy more, if you wanted to add more, because we're in a situation right now that the next token or whatever I'm talking about next will have a time period before it goes public as well. So, yeah, definitely you
Beautiful.
Can add to it. You
okay.
can do multiple packages.
Thank
that
you.
Is definitely there for anybody.
Okay. All right, you guys.
Cool.
Thank you so much for all of that. We have another. We have a couple of other people that need to come on the call right now, and it's
sure.
not about it's not about digital stuff. It's all about health. So I just want to say thank you again, Michael and Mark. You're just absolutely stupendous, and we are very, very grateful for both of you for bringing this to us. So you guys have a great, great day. Thank you for all the hard work that both of you are doing. We are very, very appreciative and grateful. So with that,
we'll
go.
Thank you,
okay.
everybody.
Thank you, thank
Bye-bye.
You, thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
We love you. See
Bye,
you soon.
Guys. Bye, everybody.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. All right, guys. We're a little late for our next two guests. And let me go ahead and bring them in now. So the first guest that we have is Bill Whiteley. Bill Whiteley has been our upline as far as CISL. And Barbara Turner, we know she's been a really good friend. She's also spoken to us about a couple of different products. So let's just go ahead and bring Bill through. Okay. All right. So this is Bill Whiteley. Some of you will probably remember who he is back in the days of the age pill, which, by the way, we do take because it's an amazing product. But here we go.
Bill, may I help you?
Yes. Hi, Bill. So sorry. We got too caught up in the IMC conversation. So thank you so much for being here. You are
no,
now
that's okay.
live on our – okay. And did you want to bring Barbara in or do you want me to go ahead and call her in?
You know, I tried to get Barbara. She's having problems getting moved out of her apartment. We could try her, but she's good. Would you like me to dial her in
okay.
real quick? I'll try
oh, yeah,
to get her
sure,
real quick, okay?
Nice. Oh, sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Hang on. I'll try.
All right. Okay. Wait a little bit for Barbara and for Bill.
I was lucky we got Barbara. Barbara picked up the phone and was ready to go.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, hon. How you doing?
Hey, we're good. You're on the air
good.
With us today. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay. Great.
Okay. All right,
a
Bill.
Saturday.
Well, we're lucky
yes,
to have Barbara, you guys. Hey, let me just say that... you know, my background has been finance. I love crypto. I love EMF. I love all kinds of things, but you don't go too far without your nutrition and your body in great shape. So that's why we do CISL and we love these products. But this new B3, and Barbara's, she's fantastic on it. But I tell you what, as you know, Jane, I had a back surgery, and I really had back problems. But once I had the surgery, all the pain was gone. And I went that way about 4 years, and I was shocked about – well, it's been about 2 months ago now, but I was shocked when I woke up one morning and had silent, you know, the pain down my back. And it was like, oh, my gosh, where's this coming from? So I just gotten that B3 around the council, and they sent it out to me. And I started taking it, and I'm telling you, in 2 days it was gone, and never had another painful moment since. So I love that stuff. But, Barbara, you're online. You've built websites. You know a little bit about that product. What do you think about it? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I like it very much. I had some this morning. Phil called and reminded me, so I took it. And as soon as, you know, I did take it, all the aches and pains I was having in my body went away while I was drinking my delicious Sizzle coffee.
Okay, so yeah, my question my question for both of you is that there's a lot, and this is the collagen B3 from Sizzle. And,
right. You
know, for all of the ones that are listening that have taken the Sizzle product, we know the technology and the research that goes into bringing some really great products out. They don't just mimic or copy other products that are out there. They embellish, they expand on it, and they make it better than all the rest. So in regards to this collagen product, I was looking at it, and I was comparing it with a couple of others. And what's amazing is I see that this is great. Now, it's great for your bones and hair and nails and aches and pains, et cetera. It actually has 20 grams of protein in it. So here's a product that you could make it a smoothie out of it. You could just put it in water, and it tastes great. It doesn't taste terrible. And it's got all the vitamin Bs you could think of, besides a lot of minerals that are required for your body. So people really, you guys have to just kind of try it, and I know that you'll like it. But tell me a little bit about how they came upon the differences. Why this collagen B? You know, because they don't use bovine. They use a mixture of different collagens to bring this together. And it's not plant-derived. Is that correct, Bill?
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, it's...
You know, what they've done,
not,
like you
it's
mentioned...
It's not animal-provided. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, there's some places you can only get it. It's not bovine, that's for sure. But one thing about the collagen thing is most people, most companies only use one or maybe two, or they may use a type that people don't need. But we definitely need one, two, and three, and they use all three of those. And they put enough in it. Can you imagine trying to mail a box of wood and you only have one stamp to put on the box? It wouldn't go too far, would it? And that's what we've come to believe in. You know, most nutrition, they just put enough in the ingredient list to get it on the list, and that's it. There's not enough to do a bit of good for your body. So one thing you're going to find with this B3, you've got plenty of collagen in the product. It's priced right, so you can buy it and you can get what you need for it, but it actually does something for you, and that's what I'm so impressed by. I couldn't believe it. I thought collagen, you know, collagen has been around for everywhere. But when this came out and people started using it, we just had about 2 months now we've had it out, and it's just been solid commitment. People love it. They're sharing, and we're growing like a weed. So if you want to, Jane, we made a site for you that you're going to be able to show. Yeah, Barbara built it for you. It's collagenb3.us. And I tell you what, folks, go to Jane's site. You have a video on there. You can play it short. It's only about 3 minutes long. And nobody likes a boring video, but it's very informative, and you'll realize that when you deal with Sizzle and their B3 collagen, you really do have a premier product. So I'll just leave that up to you. Any other questions, Jane? I know your folks are kind of tired after the...
No, they're not. They're always very, very open to hearing about some really, really great products. So
I know. It's a wonderful.
And I will tell you, you know, there's been a lot of talk out there about collagen, that people really need it, you know, so, but if you're really looking for probably the best that's out there, because I've already gone through that. I went and bought like two or three different collagen products out there, and then I saw that you know, Thistle came out with this, and I said, oh, I think I'm going to go ahead and try it. And I will tell you that it's really, again, you know, it has to do with the Thistle products and the people that are behind it, the Maurer family and all the other people that are involved. I mean, they really come out with such tremendous, tremendously wonderful and very, very powerful products. And I will tell you that this collagen B3 is really excellent. So you don't have to worry about the bovine, but it's got so much nutrition in here. It's way beyond what all the other ones are that I've already seen. So that's my point of view in regards to this collagen, and that's very, very true. So you guys have to kind of – you've got to try it. And, again, I'll have to take a look at the – thank you, Barbara, for putting that web together. So you guys just go ahead and try it. I'll give you guys all that information on the succeeding newsletter, so you can go ahead and do that. Order it for yourself. So, I think that's really it.
That is, Jane. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No, we love your show. Barbara. I love everything about it, especially that IMC token. You know, I'm a believer in that too. So, hey, you're doing a good job for people. You're so lucky to have Jane and Billy to tune in to, folks. All right. Talk to you soon.
You're great. Thank you so much, Bill. And Barbara, we'll talk soon.
Have a great day.
All righty, you too. All right, bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
Very nice. Okay, bye. All right. Okay, back to where we were. All right, we are just about at the hour of 11 o'clock Pacific. So at this point, you know, everybody just kind of take a few deep breaths. That was a whole lot of information coming at everybody. And now it's going to be time for our Zora portion of our call. So if you want, let's give everybody like about a minute. Get your water, get whatever whatever fruit you have, whatever drink that you have, and we'll go ahead and get started with Zora within about a minute. Okay? So here we go. One more minute.
Okay, everybody.
Okay,
Zoraya.
All right, are you all set, Zoraya?
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Okay, ready for your dad anytime you are. That certainly was a wealth of information today. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Is Zora there?
I'm going to name my daughter right now.
And again, what happens is it just trade places, right? It's not like Zora coming through Zoraya, and Zoraya is still there. It's actually a complete exchange of essences. So Zoraya
is gone, and glorious and loving day.
And Zora is here. Hi, Zora. Good to hear from you today.
Indeed.
Yes.
And how do
so
everyone?
I think everyone is very happy to hear your voice. And they are ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a couple. Yes, I do. I have a question. So we just finished our call with Bill and Barbara about this new collagen product called Collagen B3. I don't know if you have any thoughts in regards to this product. It looks like it's a little bit. It looks like it's a whole lot more powerful than the other stuff that's out there.
Indeed.
Any thoughts on it that you want to share?
Well,
or maybe I didn't even show you. I haven't even shown you. I don't think I've even shown you the package.
So you could hear. I'm going to just come over there and just kind of let you see it, because we've just started taking this like about 2 or 3 days or so ago. So here's the product.
By all means, take it.
You feel good about that particular product?
Indeed.
Better than the rest, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, Mark and Michael were with us, and they did a fabulous job talking more about the IMC and how it's going to be growing enormously. So any comments on that?
Of course it's going to be growing quite rapidly.
It already is.
Indeed, it is.
And so your comment for people would be to?
Invest heavily.
Invest heavily, oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't think most people could do that. We don't have the funds heavily to do that with you. But it's a good beginning. $100 to put in and watch that grow. I think that's really, truly amazing if people can actually do that.
Indeed. If they can afford it, by all means, go ahead and as little as 100 and as high as 25 grand. So if they can afford it, it would be a good investment because it's going to give you a better, what you call, return.
Right. Okay. All right. Before I start opening up the board, I just wanted to maybe a couple of things that we had heard, and we would just like a little confirmation. So from we had heard, mm-hmm. and it was coming from Q, that Trump is now in the White House.
Yeah, he was there to visit it.
Oh, he was just there to visit.
He wasn't there to stay. He was just there to visit.
Oh, I thought he was already there to stay. All right. Okay. And then, all right. And then, of course, we had received information that it looks like that things are really, really heating up and moving very, very positively in regards to our blessings. Comments from you for that?
Say that one more time.
I said that the information what we've been hearing is that Trump is pushing the RV to come through. We're getting rid more and more of and taking care of any fraudulent happenings in regards to any of the funds that are out there. And looks like Trump also wants to get this through along with the USG, and that's still kind of working through going through the process. So any thoughts on what's happening in that area?
Well, I would say that it's very good.
I'm sorry, what was that again? Sorry, I can hardly hear you. Can you, I don't know, I think it seems like that your speaker is a little muffled or something. It was not quite as clear. Okay, it was not quite as, it wasn't quite as clear as when Zoraya was there.
Is that better?
Oh, that's much better, Zora.
I just put an earpiece in.
Thank you. Okay, all right, that's very
indeed.
Nice. Okay, so your comments about what I just asked?
Well, give me one thing, and we'll mention it one more time. I get sidetracked too sometimes.
I
Not
was saying
time,
that we've been hearing, a few things as far as our blessings coming forth and, you know, all the things that are still in process to bring that about.
just give us your point of view of what you see still needs to be taken care of or where we are, you know, things like that, just stuff.
Well, hold fast to your, what you call your blessing, knowing that it's done, and do not sway from it. That is my advice.
Okay, so here's what I want to tell you. I want to say, Zora, is that we've also received information that the EBS, you know, the emergency broadcasting, the Starlink, you know, the broadcasts that are supposed to be coming out, they were supposed to come out, and now they've been delayed. We're also hearing that there is also a delay in regards to the full announcement of Nasara, and we didn't hear Trump. You know, we thought that he was going to be doing a big speech, which didn't happen either. So I just from those point, you know, those particular areas, just your comment
about Trump.
Sure. Okay, we'll start with Trump. Yes. Mm-hmm. What's going on with Trump?
Well, Trump is in the process of bringing forth the new Republic president who is being primed to take office. So he's working with her. And he's also, he may do what is termed as he may do what the once she takes her position, he may take the vice president position.
Really? That's interesting. So it sounds like what you're saying is that we're going to be having an election.
Yes, but a new Republic election.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. And then what about Biden then? What's going on with Biden?
Biden has contracted COVID. And he is on his way out.
So does that mean he is being ousted or is he resigning?
He's in line for ascension.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll see if that happens unless he decides he wants to stick around, right? But is he still going to be the president? Which he really isn't.
He's never been president.
Right, but you know what I mean. Taking the part of being, yeah. So what's, you know, you say he's in line for ascension. However, if that happens, because he still has free will, as we all do.
Indeed.
Do you see that forthcoming, like really soon? Soon.
Probably sooner than you think.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, if that happens, though, Kamala Harris is going to take his place.
No, she has no desire to be president.
So is that when we're going to have the Republic election then, you see?
Mm-hmm. That's the way it is shaping up.
Ah, very, very interesting, the evolution or the, you know, how things play out. Okay. All right. Well, listen, you know what, Zora? I think I'm just going to go ahead because at least we have some time. I'm going to open up the board unless you have a few other words
to share
with others, right? Okay. You're ready for that. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, let's go ahead. Okay. Well, it looks like we have Pawnee here. So, Pawnee, we're going to open up your line, 208, ending in 8394.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. Send you guys so much love. Zora, I would like to ask you, why is it that Kim Dogan is, because I heard her the other day say that Trump was totally the opposite what I hear from you and, you know, Charlie Ward and other different entities. So just tell me, what is she, why is she spreading this negative stuff about Trump?
Because it's what they do. They try to do what is done, that's to bring about, you know, difficulties.
She's not.
And,
Hey, Pawnee?
Yeah.
So in regards to her, I'm going to just kind of ask Zora. So tell us about her. Why does she think she does, she has all the answers? And that, you know, whether it's about the RV or about politics, tell us a little bit about her, this Kim Gogan that you've brought up several times. Yes.
She does not have all the answers.
No, is she cabal, Zora?
She's been commissioned to give all misinformation.
Is she cabal, Zora?
Well, she's not. She's not of the light, for sure.
Oh my God!
There you go.
Okay, thank you very much. Sending lots of love and light. Take care.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
There are many people, especially in high places, that have a mask, and they want to control. And they come from the evil side. And they know exactly how to charm. They have all of the knowledge to be able to sway people in a different direction. Be careful. Okay. Do you want to say anything else regarding that, Zora, in terms of people that are devious and putting on an air that they have all the answers, and yet they are not. They are of the evil.
Anyone that is going against the light is of the evil.
But they can also pretend to be of the light, but they're not.
Correct. So,
and that happens.
It's a what you call a state of discernment. If you want to believe follow them, that is your choice. However, it is not the right choice.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have another guest we have here, and the numbers are all 111. And welcome.
Hello. Hello, it's me. Hi, Jane.
Yes.
How are you?
Hello, Debbie. We're good. How are you? Hi, Debbie. Hello. I think we kind of lost her. Debbie. Your line is open. All right. Well, maybe try calling again and seeing if we can connect with you again. All right. I'm going to take you off here. We'll go on to our next speaker. Our next caller is 269 ending in 8300. 8300? 269 ending in 8300. Hello? Hello? All right. I don't know whether it's at my end. I don't think so, though. All right. We'll go ahead to our next caller. Next caller is 808, ending in 8352. Hello, 8352. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Jane and Zora. Alex from Kauai. And my question for Zora.
Okay, one question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, Zora. Yeah, thank you. I've been practicing the telekinesis. Could you help coach me on that one? Telekinesis.
Zora?
Hi, Zora.
Question, repeat your question.
Oh, can you coach us on telekinesis?
You've asked that before.
Right, right, right. I'm practicing it, but I could use some help.
Well, you start with small things.
Okay.
Like move a pencil with your mind.
All right.
And work your way up from there.
Any
that's
tips
how you,
on how to...
That is how okay. you hone your telekinetic powers. You don't try and move a car or a house. You simply move a pencil.
Something small. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds
indeed.
Good. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller is 780 ending in 2255.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. It's Brenda calling from Canada. My question today, Zora, is last Saturday you said that we were on day 3 of the 10 days of darkness. So that puts us at day 10 today. And so what now?
Well, you watch what is going on and you simply act accordingly.
Are we going to see the EBS now?
Yeah, the EBS has been postponed. Because of the cabal.
What is postponed?
The EBS, the Emergency Broadcasting System.
Oh, yes. That is because of the issues. For sure.
So going back to what Brenda was saying, and thank you for bringing that up, Brenda. So that 10 days of darkness was actually where people were going to maybe not feel, but there was going to be a shortage of supplies. All kinds of really drastic things were supposed to be happening. So are we over with that and everything is moving forward from here?
Everything is moving towards the finish line.
All right.
I guess that is a slang term for yes.
Oh. Okay. I just have to add this also, is that we had heard as well some connection that even from Q's point of view that things are moving forward. So there we go. We got both of them saying the same thing.
Where does Queen Romana fit into all of this?
Oh, up in Canada. What is she? I didn't get that question.
Where does Queen Ramana fit into all of this? Some people think she's credible. Other people think she's not.
Oh, okay. Remember, Zora, the Queen Ramana who has taken over, she says she's the president of Canada and is working with the light and knows everything in terms of what's going to be going on. Yeah, so where does Queen Ramana, who's overseeing all of Canada, what is her position in all of this?
Well, she's not to I would take her with a grain of salt. Literally.
Well, what does that mean, Zara? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she seems to be proper, and then sometimes she shows up not proper. So I would say, watch her.
Well, she seems to have a lot of positive information that comes out, but why do we need to watch her? You think she's not really supposed to be in charge of Canada, which she says she is?
Well, who's in charge of Canada is the King of England?
Patrick Kennedy?
You know, the one with the beard and mustache, the man.
I guess that would be Patrick Kennedy.
Patrick Kennedy?
According
to
what I
read. The one who has proof that they are the King of England by lineage.
Oh, I think I remember you had mentioned that before, but I don't know what his name is.
Indeed.
So whoever that is, yeah, so he's the one that's actually taking care and is taking the position of overseeing all of Canada, and it isn't Ramana, even though she says she is. She's the new chief.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of confusion.
That is confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Because, yeah,
yeah,
Trump
so,
actually
so
said
what,
that.
What?
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Brenda.
I was just going to say that some of the Trump accounts are saying that it's His Royal Highness King Patrick Kennedy that has moved into Buckingham Palace and put up Tiffany curtains and so on. And so
yes,
it's
the,
not...
The king who is really the king by heritage ousted Queen Elizabeth.
Right.
Made her move out of Buckingham Palace. And so...
he's the good king, no, right, Zora?
Oh, yes. He's definitely
he's
benevolent
a king. Okay, very
he's
good.
He's the king from Australia, right? He was living in Australia?
Yes, I believe he is.
Hmm.
I'm wondering if he doesn't really want the position, because then when Trump visited London... a couple years ago, and he walked in front of the Queen, showing that he was now in control of the regiment and had taken over. It was June 5th, a couple years ago.
What happened to one question? We are asking several.
We're trying to get clarification.
Well, only one
okay,
question, my dear.
Okay. Well, okay. So let's leave. Yeah. So let's go ahead and. So are you referring to? Okay. That's. So if you could just answer that last question, Zora. So was that the guy that was walking in front of the Queen when Trump was there with her? Was that the one you were referring to as really the real king?
Well, it was Trump that walked in front of the Queen.
Oh, was it Trump?
Yes. It wasn't this purported other king.
Well, I think we better investigate this further, and then we'll talk with Zora about that again. How about that?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Brenda. Okay.
You snuck in several questions, my dear.
Yes, she did. It's okay, but I followed her though. Thank you, Brenda. Okay. So we want to know more about that that king. Anyways, 450 ending in 4348.
Yeah, hi Jane, hi Zora, thank you so much. I love you. It's Diane from Quebec, Canada.
Okay, Diane.
Okay, I'm going to continue on Ramana's case because last week it was a very week of confusion. She even said that Trump was gone a long time ago. And I don't know. I'd like to have more information about her, please, Zora. Where did she come from and who put her there and what's going on with all this?
So this is another question regarding Romana, Queen Romana, Zora.
Queen Romana. Everyone is asking about Queen Romana.
Well, you know, Diane is also from Canada.
That's true.
It's very confusing right now.
Yeah. So give us some clarity, if you will, Zora, on that that queen.
Well, this is one that married into the royal family, right?
That's the question for you. What? Well, we don't know, Zora, so you need to give us clarity.
Where does she come from and why she's there here in Canada and saying that she's there for the whole world and she even said that Trump...
No, she's not that at all.
Okay.
No way is she there for the whole world.
Well, I don't think
that is misinformation. Misinformation.
So Diane wants to know where she's from.
Where
did she come from?
And why is that so important to know that?
So we know how she got into that position.
Some were saying that was the White House that put her there, but they weren't sure of what everything she was doing, and that she's in charge of all the military, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's about 80,000 persons on her Telegram, and they're believing her, and it's crazy what's going on.
Yeah. That she'll be taking over for Trudeau, et cetera.
Yeah.
Ooh, that one. All right. But she's not there for the whole world. She would be in the office of the Canadian country, but not the world.
Right. So this is a person. Now I think Zora's finally getting it. Yeah, this is a person we're talking about, Zora.
Is she in charge of something here in Canada? And where does she come from?
Yeah, tell us more about her, I guess. And I know you did this before, but maybe you could just refresh people's memory.
Questions again.
Well, Zora, this is a really important question. I mean, is she of the light, really, or is just she someone who's kind of taken over to kind of help, but she's not going to be there, or what? Or is she going to be there permanently, doing what she's doing, as being the chief of the military over there, and you know, she's a go-to person. That people can rely on her, you know, in terms of all kinds of benevolence and peaceful things to occur and influence, as she sees herself as very influential, like she is the chief.
In a way, Canada. She is like a prime minister almost
for Canada. And is she positive in her endeavors? Is she a positive influence for Canada at present?
She is presently, yes.
I don't know. Okay. Last question, Diane, and I got to go to the next question.
Only one question. We are going into multiple questions.
Okay. Yeah, we're sorry. It's all right. It's okay, Jane. I thank you
okay.
very much.
All right. Okay, Diane. All right, Diane. We'll have another
okay.
question. Thank you.
I would like. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. We tried our best, Brenda and Diane. All right, here we go. 313 ending in 8160. One question, please.
Understand, I do not mind answering questions, but when it comes into multiple questions, we are going against our
protocol.
Schedule and protocol.
Okay. Right.
One
okay, 313.
The person.
All right. 313 ending in 8160.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. My name is Sandra from Michigan, and I have a question. I work for a healthcare system, and they sent out information to all of the employees about, I don't watch the news, about Biden's OSHA, saying that we all, after January 4th, we will all have to take weekly, the unvaccinated only, will have to take weekly tests wear the masks while we're indoors, and they're not going to pay.
All that is coming to an end.
Okay, that's what I was feeling. I just
Indeed.
Wanted to
All the nonsense is about over. Because the people are rising up against the prospective governments. They've already done it in Italy. They've done it in Australia. They've done it in what is called in the European countries, several of them. So they've had enough. The French people want to behead their government.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you have an employer that's telling you, hey, after January 4th, you're going to have to do this and pay for it yourself. And I was going to ask them for a copy of my contract of what I signed when I began working with them. Show me the contract
Indeed.
Of what I signed. Yeah.
Good for you.
And,
good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I can read. They can't impede on our human rights, which are the highest rights on the planet. Correct?
Absolutely. That's correct.
Indeed.
I appreciate it. Thank
just
you.
We just have to stick to it. Unalienable rights that we have.
Yes.
Okay.
And then tell them that.
Thank you. Thank you.
We do not comply. Thank you.
There you go. Nope. Stand up for our rights. Okay. And that also goes through children. I mean, they're putting it out all there already in Illinois that all children between the ages of 5 and 11 should be vaccinated. But then they say, well, you know, we're highly recommending it. Right. Well, my daughter says, no, I'm sorry. They're not getting vaccinated whatsoever. She says, over her dead body. Anyway, all right, 732 ending in 3147.
Hi, it's JJ from New Jersey.
Hey, hi, and JJ, how are you?
Great, thank you. But this is to notify that Zora was right on. Testimony is we found our experience with Kim Grogan was, it's not her real name, because 6 years ago she called herself Kim Possible. It's the same voice, and it got a lot of people in trouble when they applied for their birth certificate bond funds to the Treasury Department. It caused the arrest of some of those applying was the result back then, and we figured out she was the opposition. So now she's at it again, changing her name, same voice, putting down Trump. Just wanted everyone to know, stay away from her. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, very good. Okay. Next person
she is the queen of misinformation.
Yeah. All right, Sarah. 661 ending in 0242. That's why we have families, to help each other out. Okay. 661 ending in
Jane, do you think
yes,
this...
hello.
Hello, this is Debbie.
This is good.
Hi, Jane. I think this time I succeeded. Okay, hi, Zora.
Hello.
My dear.
How are you?
Hello, Zora. I am very happy to hear you both. And I want to ask a very, very specific question. First of all, thank you for your wonderful investment recommendation. Zora, I was trying to join two things together. I read that when Nezara comes in, or Jezara, that all the currencies issued by the government will be gold-backed. And that because of that, all the cryptocurrencies would not be valid anymore. So I just don't know if you can comment on that.
Say that one more time?
Yes, yes. The primary change in the currencies, yes. In other words, in the world, the currencies today are not gold-backed. And when Nezara comes in, they will be gold-backed. All
indeed
the currencies
shall.
In 209 nations, right? So
right.
I read something in one of those many updates that we get that when the gold-backed standard will be enforced, that the cryptocurrencies that are not tied to gold would not have value.
The cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency It will always have value.
Oh, yeah? Okay. No, I just read that somewhere. Okay.
No, that's misinformation.
It will always have value. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
As far as being gold-backed, I already know in regards to the UST and here in the United States, and this is worldwide, crypto is going to be gold-backed also. We're talking about all currencies.
Okay.
Including gold-backed, including crypto.
Great.
Right, Zora?
I already invested, so I'm very happy. I was just asking the question.
Indeed.
And I want to say Michael is fantastic. I think this opportunity is great, and thank you, Zora, for giving us this opportunity. You're very special.
Yes, Zora, you are so special. Thank you.
Yeah,
for helping us
wonderful
with that.
Wonderful voice. You know? just hearing that voice is already good enough.
He knows.
The indeed, best I am aware that I am a special individual.
No ego.
Okay, guys, thank you.
All right, Debbie. Good question.
I love you. Take care.
Love
thank
you.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you.
All right, next person is. It's a long number, so I know this person is not from here. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, here we go. I'm going to open up your line. Last four numbers is 5627. 5627.
Hi, Zora. Hi, Jane. This is Jan from the Philippines.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I have a question for Zora. My question is, Corey Good was implying to Michael Sala and Elena Danan that these reports that the our moon the ET races here and the Mars colonies and the Ceres moon and the Ganymede stations are not yet liberated. And he was implying that Michael Sala and Elena Danan were basically not telling the truth. And we're still under ET control.
That we are
even
under
our
control? That we are.
Control.
The what control?
Those places, even our Antarctica here, are still under the dark ETs. They were not removed.
Okay,
So, Zora, did you hear his comment? So he wants to know, I heard the last part of it, that the Antarctica is controlled by evil.
Antarctica, our Antarctica here is still controlled by the Dark ETs, the Dracos, our moon.
Oh, by the Dracos.
Our moon
and the moon.
Mars.
And Mars.
And colonies of Ganymede.
So, you know, because you're breaking up a little bit. Just hold on. So let's just do one question. So is the dark, he's saying that the dark is still in control of Antarctica, the moon, and Mars. Yes or no, Zora?
Yes, that's it.
That. Zora, did you hear that?
Not necessarily. Understand that the Agartans are making a move on Antarctica as we speak.
So there are some villains there in Antarctica, is that correct?
Well, there are some, yes. But the Agartans are also moving in on them.
To take them out?
Yes.
And what about on the moon and Mars?
And there as well.
So they're trying to take out all of the evil entities, right? They are too.
Indeed. Of course they are.
As well as on Mars.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. That's your question, right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the answer.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Yes. So remember, the light is winning. So they've including those areas. So thank you for your question. Okay. Our next question is now coming from, again, this is next in country. It's N3476. And I gotta put, there we go. Just tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please. Yes?
Hi, my name is Nayana, and I'm calling in from Munich, Germany.
Oh, yes. Hi. Hi, Nayana.
Hi. Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. I have a request. This is regarding my mother, who is in India. She keeps falling sick, or she keeps getting fever every 2 to 3 months. She is not vaccinated. I would like you to help me understand what is going on with her and how can I help her? What solution can I give her?
And ask the question one more time and explain in detail.
Okay. My mother, who is in India, keeps falling sick with fever every 2-3 months. She is not vaccinated. Yet she, I wonder what is affecting her health so frequently. What is she going through? If you could help me scan her and understand what is the, you know, concern with her, and what would be your solution? What could I do for her?
Yeah. So if you could scan her, Zora. What's her name?
Her name is Bhagyam. And she lives in the south of India.
And
how
what
old
type
is she?
Of what type of illness does she have?
She keeps getting fever every 2-3 months. Is this what is going on with her?
And she's not vaccinated.
She's not vaccinated.
Thank you.
Hey, Zora, you got that right?
Well, all you need to do is send a healing pulse to her. Remember, you are a goddess. Are you not?
Very much. I am. I keep forgetting in between.
Then what does that tell you? It tells you that you are a powerful being and you need to act like that because that's what you are.
I think I got my answer, Zora. I will send her a healing pulse. I feel like I feel something going through my heart now, and I will send her another, you know, strong feeling to my mother soon after.
Hey, Zora, can we send her, everyone that's on this call, to send her a healing?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, let's do it, everybody. Okay. Go ahead, Zora. This is for your mom in India. Okay. Go ahead, Zora.
Five, four, three, two, one, receive.
Five, four, three, two, one, I receive.
No, she receives.
The goddess of my being. Yes. She receives.
She receives.
She receives. Mm-hmm. From the goddess of her
indeed
being.
Indeed. Of course.
And she's totally, completely healed and well.
That. Very good. Very nice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So she'll be well soon then, right, Zora?
Yes.
There you go. All right, Naina.
Thank you. Thank you, Jean. And thank you, Zora, for everything you do for all of us. Immensely grateful for having you both and having known you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
You as well. Thank you. All right. 480 ending in 3614.
Hello, yes. Yeah, this is Paul.
Paul?
Yeah. How are you doing, Jane and Zora?
We're good. Where are you? Yeah, where are you calling from, Paul? Where are you from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona, yes. I have two sisters who are both in, both of them have COVID. Both of them is in the hospital. And they're really, they don't want us to see them and even to talk to them. And I know they are in ICU right now. And like my sister is trying to fight it last night. She's been there for like 2 weeks. I've been I just want Zora to give I've been doing the praying, the healing, and I just need to get some more help from Zora or to anybody.
So
because
do you want
really
us
like,
to, yeah.
If
do you
we,
want us
if
to
Zora
send
can
some healing?
Say that, yeah, for Herminia and Andrea.
Herminia and Andrea.
Yes.
And they're both in the hospital. They are your sisters or?
Yeah, they are my sisters, yeah.
Okay, Zora, can we do that for his sisters?
Please.
Yes, go ahead and do so. You're a god, aren't you?
Yes, I do that every day. I do that.
Yeah, so we're going to do this.
It's no time.
Yeah, we're going to do this
but
as
I want
a community,
help.
Zora. Yeah, so we can
all
give
right
us all
do
of
it
our help.
Five,
okay.
four, three, two, one.
Receive. One.
We receive from the God and goddess.
No. Go ahead.
The goddess. Five, four, three, two, one. We receive from the God and goddess of our
receive
being.
Receive. Right.
Receive.
Okay, now.
from the god and goddesses of her being, of their being, they are both healed from COVID, and I know it.
There you go. You got it. Okay.
Thank you.
You should feel that energy flowing from your hands. And for anybody else that's doing this right now, for these two sisters.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That they are well and they are back to the, and that they are back to normal now.
Thank you. So thank you.
Yeah. Okay. You're welcome. And so you see both of them getting out of there soon, Zora?
Of course.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. There you go. Everybody's happy again. They're good people. My sister is a sheriff in Arizona. And we provide health care in Arizona for over 25 years.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for doing that for everyone around you.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Okay, you're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so when people have whoever is sick and they're not with you, you know, we always, we are the gods and goddesses, and we can do, so we could do our 5-4-3-2-1, and as a group, we can do it. You as a family can do it, and you can also, you know, even chime in with some of the commands, you know, that Q that we've also learned from Q. So, yay, you got the both of two worlds to be able to heal and know that you can heal, that we can heal, whoever it is that's out there. Is that correct, Zora? Hello, Zora. Zora?
Yes.
I think we kind of missed you.
Like
in
I said,
action.
You are a goddess. You're a god, are you not?
Okay.
You actually use your powers. I cannot emphasize this more. You are gods. You are goddesses. Why must you always need my assistance? You have the power.
Right.
Do you not?
Yes.
I understand that you wouldn't want my assistance. That's wonderful. But I cannot understand because you are gods and goddesses. And what does that tell you? You have the ability to accomplish great healings. And what do? You ask for me to do it when you can do it yourself. But, I mean, I don't mind assisting, but I would also like you to use your God and goddess powers.
I think you've said it, Zora.
I have.
Yes, and I think the way to really enhance the powers that you have or we have and to really know it is to actually do it. Do it in practice. You know, so do it for healing your water, healing your food, healing your plants, children, pets, or whatever. You know, and you can feel it coming in from your hands. So even through, you know, just being around them, you've got that healing power already vibrationally. So we can all just practice that all the time. So through our heart mind. So we could say that to the world. We could say that to humanity, et cetera. So I think with that, our call is finished for today. And I look forward to some other emails that I will be sending out for additional calls this coming week. For sure, we know that Ted Marr will be here with us. Oh, wait a minute. I've got one more announcement that I have to make. This is in regards to Christine Light. She is her email, by the way, if you need to communicate with her, is helping2rise@protonmail.com. Again, Christine Light is the one who has who manually makes our headbands, these marvelous headbands, these Lemurian headbands. She knows how to choose the right crystals. She will infuse it with all with love and light. But then when you get your crystal headbands, make sure that you go out into the sun. Go ahead and explain a little bit about that, Zora, about when they get their crystal headbands.
When you get your crystal headband, go out to the sun, close your eyes, and look upon the sun. And what that will do, that will energize the crystal that is in your headband. And so you will have immense power in the crystal. And then you can communicate with your star brothers and sisters, and long-range communications. It will help you develop your mental telepathic powers, and enhance your stamina, enhance your healing abilities. It will help open up your third eye and keep it open. And it has many benefits. So you definitely do want to get yourself a Lemurian crystal headband.
Right.
Many people have said, no, it is an Atlantean crystal headband. Well, Lemuria had it before Atlantis. So I would say it is a Lemurian crystal headband. The Atlanteans stole the idea from us. So I can assure you, it is a Lemurian crystal headband.
Yes. So the ones that were wearing these in Lemuria, I mean, they wore them. Do they wear these all of the time, or just when they would go to meditate, or when would they be using theirs?
Well, they use it all in Lemuria. Yeah, they use them for healing. In conjunction with what is called the healing rods. Understand the healing rod. We have not talked about those, but I will mention them. The healing rods are also built by Christine Light upon request. She can make them for you. And I would say get one of those as well. It is a double terminating crystal device that you can lay someone on a bed, and you can start at their heart mind, go down, hold it crossways across the body, go all the way down to the feet, back up to the heart mind, up to the head, and back to the heart mind. Then you have totally and completely engulfed the entire aura of the body, and you heal the entire body at one time. So they are very powerful devices.
Are they fifth dimensional devices, Zora?
Are they fifth dimensional? I don't know. I would say they're 3D, actually.
Okay.
But
they're
devices
very, very
that are
powerful.
Used by... Indeed, and they are used by all extraterrestrial races.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Now, there's another version of it, but it is one that is used as a weapon. And that
we
won't go into that because is something. I will just give you what is termed as University of Minnesota made one and used it to destroy a solid titanium block. completely obliterated it.
Yeah. All right. So let me go ahead and talk more about the other beautiful items that she has on her website. So you could go to her website,
indeed,
which is helpingtorise.com. So,
indeed.
Now, so what she's also done is she's also created, that's what I wanted to say, created. She created what she calls it the harmonizers. So she, this is a while ago, a couple of years ago, she did an experiment on one of her disc harmonizers where she actually was able to put, like, for example, a fruit on there. And then and after 10 days on the disc, the grape was still very healthy and vibrant. And, you know, it works as far as, you know, natural preserving your whatever you put on it, whether it's a grape or fruit or whatever. So you know that then it works like a so the other thing I wanted to tell everybody, you need to do this. Go to her to a website here and take a look at, she's also created a couple of placemats where you can actually, and she also has 8-inch round plates, so it'll work just like that, just to preserve, you know, your fruits, et cetera, and to infuse it with energy. So go to https://quickrestoreharmonizer.com/shop-now and OLS products/harmonizer. I'm going to put this on our newsletter. Okay. And then you can also go to https://quickrestoreharmonizer.com. And then you could put in /new-harmonizer-placemat. But go to her website. You know her email. Her email is helping2rise@protonmail.com. If you want to get a hold of her. So she's got some beautifully made. She's really very, very artistic, very, very delicate and precise in what she does. Beautiful, high-energy products. So with that, we want to wish everyone a wondrous, glorious, and loving day, and much love and peace and harmony and the light and the love we are. Okay. Much love. All right, Zora, I think we are finished with our call for today. I don't know why this
indeed
computer doesn't want to work for me.
Cooperate.
So here, I'll just do it. Cooperate. All right. Okay.